This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part three of a message we began on Monday, entitled United on Purpose from Ephesians 4. We're going to look at a verse in Ephesians 4 that says, speaking the truth in love. Have you ever had anyone speak the truth to you, but you didn't feel much love behind it? That may happen in your home, in your marriage, or even in the body of Christ. Let's talk about it right now. God bless you as you listen. Now, I mentioned verse 15, even though it's a little off topic, but I want to read it again anyway. Verse 15, instead speaking the truth in love. There are some people in this room that don't hesitate to speak the truth. There's only one problem. You speak the truth in resentment. There's only one problem. You speak the truth in anger. You can speak the truth in bitterness. You can speak the truth in wrath. You can even get this. Speak the truth in hate. What does it mean to speak the truth in love? It means that the motivating force behind your truth speaking is that you love people. You love Christ and you love people. What would happen in your marriage if somebody, one or both of you, started speaking the truth in love instead of speaking the truth in something else? What would happen in your family as a parent and child relationships if you started speaking the truth in love? What would happen where you work if people started speaking the truth in love, as far-fetched as that may be to believe that that is even possible? You see, speaking the truth in love is more important than you think it is. It may just be the missing element in a relationship you have where people speak the truth. They don't hesitate for 2 seconds. Well, I speak the truth. But there's no love. There's no love behind it. We have to speak the truth in love. Why? We will in all things grow up into Him who is the head of the body, and that is Christ. What I'd like to do right now is bring up 3 take-home points I'd like for you to go home with, united on purpose. Number one, every believer has a gift from God to do something for Him. Every believer has a gift from God to do something for Him. God has empowered every person, everybody. You know, if you ask a lot of American churchgoers today, what is your purpose as a Christian? And they say, to attend church. God probably shakes His head and says, that's what the purpose is? No. It's not to be a church attender. It's to be a part of the body. And God says, I've given every person in the body a gift, a measure of My Spirit and grace, so that you can do things that you couldn't do on your own. And God may not call you to preach or teach. He may not call you to sing or play a musical instrument. He may not call you to be a missionary or an evangelist in a formal sense. But you know what God could be calling you to do? To listen to somebody. You ever thought about how few people have anybody to talk to in this world where you work? Who are the listeners that you know in your life? I'm talking about people not who listen in terms of they can go back and forth with you on the phone for 3 hours. I'm not talking about that. People who really listen to you. Who are the people that you could encourage? God could call you to be an encourager. We have a lot of discouraged people in our world. If you don't believe it, just talk to people tomorrow. And you could be an encourager. You know what it means to be an encourager? It means to come alongside a person. And the best definition of that is in the Old Testament, the friendship between Jonathan and David. And the Bible says this, that Jonathan helped David to find his strength in the Lord. God could be calling somebody in this room to be the person where you work to help another person find their strength in the Lord. God could be calling somebody in this room, you could be the person in your extended family to be the one to help someone find their strength in the Lord.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.